Good morning and welcome to chapel. I would like to announce that this Sunday evening, the seminary, which is right down the road from Gullickson across the road from the softball diamond, will be hosting an open house. So at 5:30, we invite any men who would like to come and learn more about pastoral work and seminary study to come. We'll serve a free supper at 5:30, followed by a presentation from Pastor Tim Hartwig, pastor at Peace Lutheran Church in North Mankato. So this Sunday, February 25th, 5:30, we hope to see many of you there.
Thank you. We have a prayer request this morning. Yesterday, Ken Ring, the grandfather of Emmeline Ring, passed away very unexpectedly. We'd like to pray for the Ring family. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, in this time of sadness, we approach your throne of grace on behalf of the Ring family. Comfort them with your presence by your word and through your gracious promises of the resurrection of your saints to glory. Be with all who mourn and reassure them of your presence. Teach all of us to number our days that we may gain hearts of wisdom through faith in your Son, to be always ready for our departure from this life. We pray this all in Jesus' saving name. Amen. And let me read again just the first verse of Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We don't usually think of living in someone's shadow as a good thing. It happens to all of us because there's always someone who outshines us or shows us up. Living in the shadows can also mean feeling lost, forgotten, or living in shame and guilt. And that's true for all of us too, because we all are sinners and must feel shame for things that we have done or said or thought. But to live in the shadow of God, under the shadow of the Almighty, means to live under His gracious protection and care. Thankfully, we as Christians can take comfort in living in this shadow. The image is a bird using its wing to protect its young. God offers this protective care to us, His dear children. Jesus says that He would gather His people under His wings as a hen gathers a chick under her wings. Because here on earth we live in constant danger. As the hymn says, we walk in danger all the way. Death pursues us from all around. But when we live under the wings of God's shelter, we need not be afraid. He hides us and protects us. That doesn't mean that nothing bad will ever happen to us. We live with the consequences of sin throughout the ages and throughout our lifetime. Death itself is a consequence of the sin of Adam and Eve and of our sin. But God has forgiven all sin and has taken away the sting of death. God will be with us in times of danger, and somehow in His loving kindness and mercy, in the best way possible, He will turn all things for our eternal good. The dangers around us are real. They are physical, emotional, and spiritual. The devil will use each and every one of them to try to turn us away from God. But when we dwell in the shadow of the Most High, we live under God's wonderful and marvelous protection through faith in Jesus our Savior. Jesus says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. We trust in God's promise and in Jesus' words here that give comfort and strength throughout our life. We live under God's shadow gladly through faith, and God comes and dwells with us. What a tremendous and comforting miracle. So we can face all dangers with courage and confidence that God will use this for our good and deliver us according to His good and gracious will. He invites us to trust in Him, to call upon Him in prayer, and to have confidence enough to call Him our Father in heaven. God takes all the bad things of this life, even our last and greatest enemy, death itself. And He uses them for our good. Through death, He brings us to eternal life. This is God's promise, and God does not lie. Live in God's protecting shadow with comfort, with hope, with joy, with love. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.
And the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.